Whitaker Electric Installation, can I help you?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm excellent. Happy New Year, right?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You're actually going to get a call from me because I changed banks. Is that why you're calling?
Yeah, I figured. That's why I thought I would follow up, because sometimes people say, thanks so much for calling me, because it gives me one less thing I have to do today, you know?
Check. Check.
Yep.
Double check.
Yep. So,
I just don't like Wells Fargo. I've been having so much trouble with them.
Yeah.
My new bank, I've had a Golden One credit union account for 6 years.
Until, yeah.
At the time that I got my license, I walked in there and they informed me that they don't do business accounts. Well, that led me to the Wells Fargo, and it's just been a nightmare. So they now Golden One is doing business accounts, but only if you're a sole proprietor, which that's what I am.
Oh, okay. So maybe you could go in there and explain that, and maybe they'll give you a business account, you think?
In fact, I've already opened them. I'm going to give you the new card number.
Oh, good. Yes. So you got it through the credit union. Good for you. I had a Wells Fargo back in the day, and I didn't have problems with the account, but I ended up canceling it because every time I went into the bank, they were like trying to upsell me. You know, you can open up a savings for this, and you can have a CD for that. And I'm like, look, I just want to make a deposit, you know. But it was getting to the point where it was like harassing, because I'm like, I don't need to be approached by like three people. And then shortly after that, they were on the news that they had to pay back like a whole bunch of people fees and stuff for getting them to open up unnecessary accounts. I'm like, that's what they were trying to do to me, is open up an account that I didn't need or want, because it was overwhelmingly pressure every time I went in. So I was like, I don't need
They've actually been sued several times.
Even since that happened?
I just keep hearing, all during the last 3 years, I just keep hearing more and more stuff. So I'm assuming that they're separate incidences. I know that for me, after I, you know, this was what now was my license was issued in April of 2022. So when, about a year into it, maybe, I went in there, I was talking to them about an SBA loan, which is a government backed loan where the government guarantees 70% of the loan. I'm looking for a bank to help me facilitate that. And she said, well, they only will do $100,000. And I said, okay, well, that's about where I wanted to be. And she said, okay, well, and the manager looked me straight in the face, and she told me that you have to have an annual income of $15 million, and you have to have $5 million in your bank. And I looked at her, and I said, I'm so sorry. Did you just say that I have to be a millionaire in order to do a government-backed loan?
And why would you need a government-backed loan if you...
Right? It's just the dumbest thing ever, right? And
that's
so
funny.
It's just been all downhill from there. So I'm
like, okay.
I don't have my checking number and my routing number with me, but I have my business ATM 16-digit number. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. My only question would be, is it still tied into the Silverview Way address for the billing?
Yes.
For the new account? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
So it's 4494.
Okay.
6570.
Got it.
0180.
Okay.
1994.
0180 and then 1994. Okay. Expiration?
1227.
1227. And the code?
Is 017.
017. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So.
Tina, I'm kind of glad. And for the other thing too is my office manager unfortunately got laid off. We hit a really bad rough patch. This whole year that is just terrible, right? And so I've got it down to where it's just me now, and so I'm trying to bring it back to where I used to have it. And your people are already aware of the problems that I had with the first marketing company that I hired before you guys, is the Electric Marketing Group. And I was just wondering, that's part of why you ended up having to track me down to get this done, is because Dawn is not there anymore. I don't have my amazing office manager. I'm hoping to get her back in January or February, but
Oh,
it's terrible. Trying to do her job and mine is just way too much. And so I had one thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was, and I don't know if they're going to be able to help me or not because they're not doing anything other than the website maintenance right now.
Right.
But I learned from, because, you know, I right now I have a $2,100 budget with Google, $500 a week, which is pretty high, right?
Okay.
So
Google paid ads or is that for Google guaranteed?
Yeah. It's the Google guarantee.
Okay.
And so I've been on the phone with them 6 or 7 times in the last 2 weeks because the ads don't seem to be performing very well. And I've learned along the way that the account was duplicated, which is why, and we're pretty sure that the Electric Marketing Group duplicated the account when I released them, right? Because mm-hmm. they know to slow everything down. They were hoping to cause enough financial trouble where I would turn to them. I'd say, hey, I need things back the way it was. Because I did used to do about between $40,000 and $50,000 a month. But they were charging me $1,500 a month, a flat fee of $1,500 a month for a management fee.
Wow.
And, right, on a $2,100 budget. So whatever that is, 40-something%. Where your company only charges me 25% of whatever you do. If you do $1,000 with Google, then it's $250. If you do $1,000 worth of Facebook stuff, it's $250. So
right, exactly.
So I can't prove that they're the ones that duplicated the account, but I had a 4-month contract with them. This is more than a couple years ago. And
okay.
I can't prove, but you know, I completed my 4 months with them. Then I told the lady, I'm like, hey, so, you know, I need to speak to somebody in charge about these
right.
things. I'm getting calls on a regular basis. This is right before I met. This is what led me to you guys. And so
right.
she refused. She said, no, that's not going to work. I said, I'm so sorry. Did you just say that you're on my payroll and I'm requesting, you work for me?
Yeah, exactly.
I have a bad connection. I just asked you if I could speak to somebody in charge. I was just being polite. Like, I'm ordering you to put somebody on the phone, right, because you're on my payroll.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
She wouldn't do it. She just wouldn't do it. And I said, well, I was trying to call to negotiate this rate. And if you guys would just wait for 4 or 5 months, my budget will end up being $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And at that point, I won't care about that $1,500 when there's $80,000 a month coming in.
Exactly.
So they refused. They refused. I asked one more time. A week or two later, they refused again, and I fired them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to hear that. What a nightmare.
So when I fired them, I had already completed my 4-month contract with them. And so they asked mm-hmm. me to give them 30 days notice. And I said, no, okay, I can do that. So I gave them. So they ended up being with me for a total of 5 months. And ever since then, it hasn't been performing well. And even during your guys' time, I think that the account was duplicated the whole time. And so Ben and I and Don were having progress meetings for like 6 weeks in a row. Every Tuesday, we were having to, you know, Ben having to put his time aside to deal with this. You know, we were shifting money around. We were putting money on Google Ads and moving it back and forth between Google Guarantee and trying to stay within our budget. And it was a mess. It was a mess. In the end, everyone lost their job. Everyone's been laid off. Everyone's been laid off. We are getting business from the website. It's not a lot. It's, you know, maybe 10% of my monthly revenue comes from that website that you're maintaining. But it's a $50 maintenance fee is all they're charging me, Tina.
Right.
I was just wondering if you could just send a message to Ben.
Okay.
And tell him that we have learned from Google that the account has been duplicated.
Okay.
We don't know how that happened, other than the fact that the old marketing company had managerial control that they were supposed to release to me, ownership control. So they obviously, you know, because all you need to make those changes is that 9-digit number.
Right.
And so I told the lady, I said, well, just delete the account. I'm the owner, and I'm telling you that there's not supposed to be 2 accounts. And
right.
I'm also telling you that none of my employees did that. And I'm also telling you that my last marketing company, which is Local Splash, did not do that.
Right.
So I'm ordering to just close it. She said, well, I said, how hard can that be? She said, it's super easy. We just need the 9-digit number. I said, ma'am, you're not listening.
Yeah, you're like, I don't have it if you duplicated it.
You're asking me for a 9-digit number for an account that I didn't create.
Right.
And so I keep going round and round with them. And until that thing gets deleted, we're probably not ever going to recover from what was done to us.
No, I'm not the kind of
person to, I don't communicate that way. Like if they wanted to call me up on the phone and say, hey, you know, we found this that you were right back 2 years ago when you were saying that that's what happened. You know, you were right. We have deleted it. How is your marketing? You know, if you want to make another play at being on my payroll or something like that, then you need to correct it. But
right.
I just, you know, I don't do things like that. And so I don't communicate.
So are you thinking that Ben could help you get it deleted, or are you thinking about maybe starting the Google Guaranteed back up with us?
Right now I have Google Guaranteed, but I'm the one that's in charge of it. And I'm not very good at it, right? I mean, it takes up more of my time than I have, for one thing. It's getting harder and harder to get credit from them. Like if I get a call from San Jose, from San Jose, which is 3.5 hours from Sacramento.
That makes no sense.
I have to pay the $44 for that call.
I see.
So, you know, I miss Ben. You know, I miss having him. And, one of the things I wanted to do I was looking forward to next year, was to get back on course where I have the proper representation from a marketing company. And so, anyways, I hadn't had a chance to call him. Your company is not on my payroll for Google Ads or for Google Guarantee anymore, so it's kind of a gray area. I need to maybe speak with him and find out what it would take for him to look into that. Right now, you guys are just maintaining my website, which is, you know, I'm probably the smallest client we have now. Right,
Have a lot of clients that do the website hosting only for various reasons. You know, I always tell people look at that like a last resort because it typically won't bring a whole lot of new clients. But at the same token, you know, being that it's nearly 2025, you need a site anyway. So, you know, people, you know, will sometimes for one reason or another cancel the program and just keep the website, which is kind of what you're doing now. But since you're doing your own Google Guaranteed, it would absolutely benefit you to, you know, come back and have us do it because, yes, you have to pay 25% management fee, but you're saving so much money in your time spent not having to deal with Google and try to get credits and try to figure out which category and which keyword is bringing you the most bang for your buck and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, as you know, because you worked with the other company, we're way below industry standard on our management fee. You know, most companies' management fee is 35% and up, and we're at 25%, you know, so we're way below that. So, you know, not only are we the best of the best, but we give you much more better pricing too, you know.
So if you could just relay this information to Ben, let's get his opinion on what I just said.
Okay, I'll have him call you.
We are still in business. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Got it.
I'm behind.
Okay.
I'm behind on everything that you could possibly think of. I'm behind, but I no longer pay workman's comp. Right? There was some advantages. Right? You know,
to downsize it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and now I'm back in the field. I'm actually at one of my clients' house right now as we speak. So I'm back in the field, and which I don't really mind so much, but that's not the grand plan of why I got my license. So I'm going to just keep running it this way until, you know, because this is the only way to max, you know, to get rid of workman's comp, because you don't have to have workman's comp if you're by yourself. And hey, how are you? I'm good. It's really good to see you, sir. That's Brian. Brian is Craig. So, Tina, if you could just relay a message to Ben, if he could give me a call sometime into the new year, a week or two into the new year, so that I can kind of discuss this with him. We haven't come to a dead stop, but we want to,
So when I send that request over there, they do say that they'll call you back within one business day. So, you know, tomorrow's New Year's Day, so, you know, probably they'll call you the day after. But remember, if you wanted a call like sometime next week, we would have to kind of request it for next week. So I'll just send this over. Ruben will get back to you eventually. And then once he calls you, if you need another day or two, just set it up with him. Say, hey, Ruben, put it on your calendar for this day or that day, and then he'll work with you accordingly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have a great rest of your week, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Tina.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.